clearly it's significant that Jesus brings back from the dead this son of this widow, and there's a lot of significance in his bringing him back from the dead, in the sense of that the people recognize that this is the one who's fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy. So it's like taking it to the next level as far as recognizing who Jesus is, right? But there's a detail in this passage I think that we shouldn't pass over, and it connects very well with our parish priority plan. This is the what we call the official weekend of the proclamation of our parish priority plan that we've been working on for 2 years, and so that will give us direction and guidance over the next 3 to 5 years. When Jesus was going to Nain, he was accompanied by people, and Luke makes a distinction. He was accompanied by a great crowd and his disciples. Why didn't he say just like he was accompanied by a lot of people or a great crowd? Why does he make this distinction? They're all followers of Jesus, right? They're all following him. But not all followers fall into the same category. And so there's a distinction, there's a difference between being a member of the crowd and being a disciple, one of the disciples who are following Jesus. You know, we have two seminarians that are living at the rectory this summer, so it's interesting, you know, always interesting as our house situation and arrangement changes. Seminarians that stay during the summer and they work in the diocese, like, so one of them's working at Catholic Charities and the other is working at the Lord's Diner. And these seminarians always have different needs. Well, this is the first year that the needs of both of the seminarians are to watch the Royals, okay? But we don't have cable over at the rectory, so we're trying to kind of figure it out away from them to watch the Royals. One of them is like really like next time level, doesn't miss anything, knows every detail. One of them watches a lot of games. So there's different levels, you might say, as far as fans go, as the crowds go. Some are more committed than the others. I like the Royals. You know what I do? I just read about what happened in the paper, right? Or just give me a nice picture, and that'll be good, too. So I would say I'm a fan of the Kansas City Royals, but I'm not at the level where Derek and Jimmy are. And Derek's not at the level where Jimmy is. Okay, but none of them guys are on the team, right? So think about that. We have crowds that watch and participate, they don't participate. We have crowds that are engaged in the game, that they, to a more or less degree, they are followers of the Kansas City Royals, right? But none of them go to this next level and become players. Well, think about that in an analogous way with the followers of Jesus. They have the great crowds, right? And there's probably different levels of engagement, involvement in these crowds, how interested they are in following Jesus. But none of them move to the place of disciples. Because to be a disciple is to move from being a member of the crowd to being on the team, to being a player. That's exactly what Jesus is inviting every single one of us to be. He's inviting us all to move from being part of the crowd to being on the team. And we might have, you know, as far as the majority of our life, we may consider ourselves being on the team, making that more radical commitment, more sacrificial commitment to be a part of Jesus' vision. But, you know, probably every single day, through certain choices, we move from being on the team to being more on the a part of the crowd, right? We decide that we want to be more in our comfortable state, right, and not be engaged and directly involved and intentionally living out the way Christ is wanting us to live. So our parish priority plan is really about the continuous movement and setting up a program and structure and encouragement and all the helps to keep us moving from being part of the crowd to being disciples, because that's what Christ is asking each one of us. There's a beautiful image that I've shared with you probably some months ago, a painting by Oswald Tanner, 1898, of the Annunciation, and we're having a replica made for the church that's going to go over here on the side wall. But it's going to be, it's the image for our parish priority plan. And so it's the angel, there's Gabriel, and it's just a bright light. It's not in, the angel is not in human form. And Mary's sitting there on the bed, and it's the image of the Annunciation. And underneath it, we're going to have a reference from St. John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, who said that, in a sense, Mary was the first disciple. Mary was the first disciple, the first to hear the words, "Follow me," even before the apostles. And so when did that happen? At the Annunciation. So discipleship, being a disciple, is about each one of us hearing the words, "Follow me," spoken to us personally. And so our parish priority plan is going to be focused on engaging and facilitating that invitation and the response to that invitation. What's the response? Everybody knows the word, fiat, right? That's Mary's response to being called to come follow me. And you know what? She didn't just do that one time. It wasn't one and done. How many times in her life do you think the Lord, you know, her son said to, "I need you to stretch. I need you to come follow me here, now, in this situation"? It's probably numerous times a day that we hear the words, "Follow me," follow, the Lord's asking us to follow him in a particular way, in a particular situation. And we have a choice, right? We can remain part of the crowd, right? Or we can say, "Fiat, let it be done," and we can follow him. So, yep, raising a dead person, you know, back to life, that's a pretty big deal, okay. But I think for us this morning, especially as we're considering and proclaiming our parish priority plan, which is essentially about becoming disciples, being on the team, taking our faith life to the next level, ultimately becoming saints, because that's what each one of us is called for. That distinction between being a member of the crowd and being a disciple to whom Jesus has said personally, "Follow me," that's what we want to be about and be focused on as a parish for the next 3 to 5 years.